Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 15th to the 21st of February 1962. The Three Worlds. T1. All mundane matters, Lokiya, are the world, Loka. Supramundane element or Dharma, Lokuttara, is the phenomenon outside of the world. There are 9 Lokuttara Dharmas, 4 path knowledges, 4 fruition knowledges and Nibbana. The bhikkhus asked the Buddha, what is the world? The Buddha's answer was, the arising and passing away is the world. The worldly phenomena are encountering with the arising and passing away. They are not free from the arising and passing away. Supramundane Dharma transcends the worldly Dharmas. These are the 4 paths and the 4 fruition knowledges, including Nibbana as supramundane Dharmas. But Nibbana transcends Loka. All worldlings don't know that Loka is Dukkha. They don't know the present Dukkha and desire for the future Dukkha. Before, when your businesses were going very well, it is also Dukkha. By not going well means you are separated from Dukkha. When these worldly Dharmas of Anatta comes in, it let you have the sense of urgency, Samvega. And it's reminding you to get out from the Loka. Before, when you got the license, it was bodily Dukkha, Kayika Dukkha, i.e., busy with greed. Now, you don't get it and have mental Dukkha. Turning around with Samadhiya and Dukkha are the matters of human beings. They take it as the economic development. These are the fire and fuels going on burning in turns. This talk was given to a couple who were his close disciples and business people. It made the Buddha not having the chance to come in and teach people. These are the matters of the people not understanding Loka. You have to cut off Loka means the Loka process of the Khanda. It means to get out from the Sankhara Loka, conditioned world, of the D.A. process. From ignorance to birth and death are the cycle of the world, i.e., the 12 links of the D.A. process. In this process only Samadhiya Sakka and Dukkha Sakka exist. Only fire and fuel are going around with it. We build our own fire and burn ourselves. Without the fire of greed, we are in tears because we don't get what we want. It doesn't burn ourselves that tears are coming out. We do not understand these words with defilement except with wisdom only. Worldling are happy with Tanha and Dukkha. Without it, they are unhappy. Therefore, the Buddha said that worldlings were crazy and foolish. If you are happy in the world, contemplate the impermanence of the happy mind. And craving and clinging will not arise. If you become disappointment, contemplate dosa. And it becomes the supramundane Dharma to transcend the world. With the Samadhiya and Dukkha disappear and the cycle of the process also disappears. And then a clear thing appears. The cycle of the processes is the turning around of Samadhiya and Dukkha. Without the fuels and fire arise, the clear thing appears. People prefer fuels and fire. Therefore, without them, it's difficult to talk about and appreciate Nibbana. Mundane knowledge, vipassana knowledges, is clearing out things for peace. Supramundane knowledge, i.e., path knowledge, is peaceful and without other things. People are taking things not peaceful as happiness that to talk about Nibbana is very difficult. Someone is asking the question of if I am arriving to Nibbana, what kind of thing is with me there? He doesn't know the extinction of the fire and fuels. And not understand Samadhiya and Dukkha, and take Nibbana as nothing exists. People don't understand the Dukkha of the arising and vanishing of Loka and re-enter into the world. They never heard about the peace of the supramundane Dharma. T2. The 6 senses doors are Loka. In the Samyutta Nikaya, the Buddha taught as there was the arising of Loka and the cessation of Loka. The whole process of D.A. is Loka. For example, from the seeing consciousness, from the eye door, arises to the end of the D.A. process of sorrow, lamentation, pain and grief, the 12 links. The other sense doors also should understand in this way. They must have their cessation if phenomena have their arising. From feeling, Vedana, not follows to craving, Tana, and Loka Nirodho, cessation of the world, starts from here. If craving ceases, the world also ceases. No need to afraid of action, Kama. If craving ceases, there are no more good and bad actions. You all are expecting good kammas. Without kammas cease will never arrive toward Nibbana. We have to let the causes of kammas which are craving and clinging to cease. You all like good kammas and not bad kammas. I exhort you of shouldn't like both of them. Whatever kamma there is, only birth arises. Birth is the truth of dukkha, dukkha sakka, and you should practice to make kammas cease. Vipassana practice is the cessation of loka. Family businesses, concerning about family life, making money, etc., are the arising of loka. There are the ways of upstream and downstream. You have to put a lot of effort to achieve the way of the upstream. Someone talking about the disappointment of loka is establishing the future loka. Someone afraid of loka is not like this. Disenchantment with loka is contemplating the impermanence of whatever arises from the six senses doors. Disappointment and disenchantment are different in these ways. Disappointment with loka is common saying and without practice. Living beings are running around in the loka. Their lokas will follow and oppress them. The old kammas follow and oppress you if you can't run away from them. You can free from them only by transcending loka. One's own created loka of good and bad kammas oppress him himself. Even you are afraid of loka and don't know how to run away will oppress by them. The person wants freedom has to discern loka. Contemplate until disenchantment with it. And then continue until to the end and will transcend loka. T3. First, to know about the three worlds, Satta Loka is the world of living beings, such as human beings, animals, etc. i.e., the 31 realms of existence. Okasa Loka is the natural world such as forests, mountains, earth, etc. Sankara Loka is mind and body phenomena which are arising and passing away moment to moment. Satta and Okasa Lokas are depending on this Sankara Loka, the natural law. Without this natural law nothing can be existed, except Nibbana. The Buddha knew these three worlds and so called him as Lokavidu, knower of the worlds, one of the nine attributes of the Buddha. The Buddha taught as any loka was not good. Sankara loka is arising and vanishing. Okasa loka is destroyed by fire at the time of doomsday. It's functioning according to the natural law like a yearly cycle. As Satta loka, human beings, animals, etc., all are born and die, it's going on and on, non-stop, except the Nibbana element. Therefore, all three lokas are truth of dukkha, dukkha sakka. So, don't get the knowledge of knowing lokas that people are thinking as this and that loka may be good. Therefore, they want to change from here to there. So in human histories and religions, Buddhists or non-Buddhists created paradises without understanding these worlds. Do it for transcending the loka if you really want to search for something. Everyone stays in loka will encounter the eight worldly winds, i.e., gain and loss, status and disgrace, censure and praise, pain and pleasure. T4. Whatever arises by conditioning is Sankara loka. Everything arises and passes away is the world, loka. Therefore, it's in the province of dukkha sakka. Only get out from the conditioned world and cease from all lokas. In the Dharmasangani, the Buddha taught Sankata Dharma and Asankata Dharma, conditioned phenomena and unconditioned phenomenon. These are dharmas of arising and passing away and Nibbana Dharma of neither arising nor passing away. We have to get out from the Sankata Dharma. Mind and body are Sankata Dharma. The body arises by the conditioning of kamma, citta, utu and ahara. And mind arises by the conditioning of sense object and sense door. Therefore I am asking you to do the vipassana contemplation on the sankhata. Unwholesome sankhata dharmas send beings to the planes of misery. and wholesome Sankata Dharmas send beings to the planes of bliss. All Sankata Dharmas are governing by ignorance. Avijja Pakkhaya Sankara, ignorance conditions volitional formation. And then consciousness arises. Here means birth consciousness. Its birth, jati, and the truth of dukkha. So, it can't get out from Sankata. This is the birth dukkha of the people who don't want to get out from Sankata. Living beings don't know about loka and running in the loka. It will arrive to Asankata Nibbana only by knowing Sankata. Otherwise, never can arrive there. The Buddha never used Asankata as loka. Loka is perishable. Therefore, he used it as Asankata Dharma. You will see its vanishing by observing Sankata and then become disenchanted and not wanting of it, in this way, and see Nibbana. Otherwise, will not see it. You can appreciate Asankata only by seeing Sankata. Sankata are arising with conditioning by others, but we take it as our own. So, we do like it. After knowing it as not belong to us and not happen according to our desire. And also we knew that they are consumed by death. Therefore, start looking for the deathless and wanting to turn towards Asankata. The Sankata person doesn't have a permanent place. By prayers we got the things which are not always exist. These prayers are the same meanings as let me become suffering and not happen to my own desire. Sayadaw continued to talk the Subrahma Devata's story. The Devata's existences were conditioned by wholesome kamas, kasala sankara, and it was destroyed by unwholesome kama, akasala sankara. These 500 celestial nymphs died instantly and fell into hell, now with pleasure and joy, later with sorrow and cry. This was the way of Sankata people. Subrahma Deva was piercing by two dukkhas. He became sorrow for the deceased and painful for the waiting dukkha ahead. He and the other 500 celestial nymphs were after 7 days would fall into hell. He had foreseen his destination in hell dukkha and certain about it. And later with the practice of vipassana and ended the hell dukkha, Subrahma Deva and the 500 celestial nymphs went to see the Buddha, listened to his talk and all entered the stream. T5. If believe in Satta Loka exists and must know that we have wrong views. Not understanding of Satta Loka is sticking with wrong view. If you think human beings, celestial beings and Brahma gods exist and it becomes wrong view. With this and the question must come up as, after a living being dies where he has gone. It happens to you because of taking it as a living being. It's the view of the eternalism, sasata ditthi. Between the two processes it seems never disappears. Put the wrong view in the D. A. Process and it's with craving, tanha. It was maha tanha, big craving, and mentioned by the Buddha in the Maha Tanhazahaya Sutta of Majjhima Nikaya, Minnesota 38, Mahatana Sankhaya Sutta. No living beings, but only dukkha sakha of the impermanent mind and body exist. If you are stopping at Satta Loka and wrong views arise. This sutta, Minnesota 38, was related to Sati's Ditthi which he took consciousness as a soul. So the Buddha gave this talk based on D. A. Process to dispel this view. If we understand D. A. properly, we will know that the Buddha referred to Ditthi as Mahatana. So the D. A. process can be written as Tanha right-pointing arrow clinging, Tanhupadana, right-pointing arrow. Feeling, Vedana, Mana right-pointing arrow Manupadana right-pointing arrow Kama right-pointing arrow. Ditthi right-pointing arrow Dittupadana right-pointing arrow Kama right-pointing arrow. I also don't know about it before, but I realize after listening to the Sayadaw's talks which he mentioned in them. We should not take D. A. process in a fixed way as only this 12 links. The Buddha's teachings had compactness of nature. He did not always explain it in detail. Therefore, the commentaries came in, e.g. Mahakakayana. Everyone loves him, herself more than anyone or anything. Atta equals Sakaya Ditthi. Sotapanna only has the 7 droplets of ocean water of Dukkha if compare with the worldling who has the volume of Dukkha in the whole great ocean, even maybe more. But Sotapanna only eradicated Dittvi. So that we'll know that Dittvi is Mahatana or Kalatana. If we have Dittvi, you will never be happy. Closing square bracket. For example, with your fingernail and scratches on your arm. Feeling, or sensation, and the knowing mind, i.e., consciousness, arise here and vanish here. Do they move to anywhere? Sayadaw continued to tell the story of Anuradha. The wanderers asked Ven, Anuradha, does a being exist after death? It was the same meaning as permanent. This was the question of the eternalists. Does a being not exist after death? This was the question of the annihilationist. A being both exists and doesn't exist after death. This was syncretic view. Akaka sasata dittvi, partial eternalism. A being neither exists nor doesn't exist after death. This was evasive skepticism. Amaravikepa dittvi. This answered was only free from telling lie. The answer as exists can be wrong and does not exist also can be wrong. So someone gave the evasive answer. Then, Anuradha answered to them as the Buddha didn't teach in these ways. Anuradha thought that if they asked him more it would be quite difficult. So he himself had wrong views. He reported the incidents to the Buddha. The Buddha questioned him. Form, rupa, is permanent or impermanent? Single quote, single quote. It's impermanent, then. Sir. Impermanent is sukha, happiness, or dukkha, suffering. It's dukkha, then. Sir. Dukkha is atta, self, or anatta, not self. It's anatta, then. Sir. And then Anuradha entered the stream. He answered all these questions by contemplating his candor. The Buddha questioned him in this way for all the 5 khandhas one by one. After becoming a Sotapanna, the Buddha questioned him again. Accept the form, is there any being or not? Can't take them as a being, then. Sir. It's only dukkha arising and dukkha ceasing and no living being there. If asking with a living being and don't answer them. In the khanda only dukkha arises and dukkha ceases and no other thing exists. If you know it thoroughly will enter the stream. Only knowing about Satta Loka is still not enough. To transcend Satta Loka have to be done with the practice. It's sure that this can be possible only by discerning impermanence. T6. Mind and body combined together is called Satta Loka. Most beings have mind and body, but there are also beings with form only and mind only. Not understanding Satta Loka, wrong views arise. Dittvi falls away is Nibbana. So, stopping at Satta Loka and Dittvi not falls away. Before the practice, firstly have to dispel wrong views and doubt. Sayadaw gave the reason with Ven. Anura's story. Where is Dittvi coming from? It is from the living beings' khandhas. If believing in living beings exist and it will arise as I am thin, I am fat, and etc. are talking about by looking at living beings. With the living beings disappear and nana reaching to the khandhas and dittvi falls away. Have to penetrate the living being. Move away from the living being and let nana, knowledge, focus in the khandhas. Deceiving by the Satta Loka and many wrong views can arise. The khandhas are covering up by the Satta Loka. Without the living being disappears, 3 kinds of D.A. processes can arise. Take note of these 2 points. 1. Have to know about Satta Loka and 2. Move away from it. Don't reject the conventional truth and let not stick with wrong views. Not knowing these things are not easy for practice. I mention him because it's important. Not understanding Satta Loka can fall into the planes of misery. Not knowing the ultimate reality, Paramatta Dharma, will not realize the path and fruition knowledges. I remind you to use them in the proper places. By rejecting the Satta Loka with the view of no father and mother can commit the 5 heavy kammas. In this way it becomes the danger for the path knowledge. With the sila is breaking down and not getting the path and fruition knowledges. With this khanda can develop wrong views and also nibbana. T7. Knowing how to use satta loka rightly can arrive to blissful destinations, sugati. If not, might arrive to woeful destinations, dugati. One only uncover satta loka and sankhara loka appears. Penetrate sankhara loka with knowledge and anicca appears. It's in accordance with the verse, sabbe sankhara anicca. All conditioned phenomena are impermanent. Two, sankhara loka combines with nana become vipassana. Three, the ending of sankhara loka combines with nana become the path knowledge. Today I teach 3 points, 1, 2 and 3. Most people can't uncover satta loka and die, dying with the perception of satta loka. The memories with sorrow for 3 years and 3 rains for the deceased persons or the loved ones are coming from not overcoming satta loka. Some people putting advertisements in the newspapers is the same meaning as we are going to the apayas, woeful plains, because clinging with sorrow, lamentation, etc. Even they have the airs of taking pride in these remembrances. There is a saying that attending of a funeral is equal to 10 times to a monastery. It is right only if people can contemplate on anicca, dukkha and anatta with it. If not, every attending a funeral is trying to arrive the apaya, i.e., instead of Dharma contemplation with talking and socializing on worldly matters to each other. Atta ditthi, wrong view of self, comes from looking at the khandhas in wrong ways. I'll teach you how to look at the khandhas. When you are looking at the khandhas and knowing it as the conditioned form, rupa sankhara, the conditioned feeling, vedana sankhara, etc., are arising. These are neither man nor woman and only conditioned aggregates are arising. This is the right seeing. Then no satta loka appears. The sankhara loka is teaching you as now it's arising and now it's passing away. You have to follow the sankhara loka up to the end. Only by seeing sankhara and will see anicca. Because the Buddha said that, sabbe sankhara anicca, all formations are impermanent. Remove satta loka and find out the sankhara if you want to arrive to nibbana. And then observe its nature and where it will end. You will see the arising and passing away. And then you have to follow its ending. If the impermanence of the dukkha ceases and seeing the ending of loka. The ending of loka is nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 5th and the 6th of March 1962. Are you the wise or the fool? There are 3 culprits making the khandhas, i.e., ignorance, craving and action, avidya, tanha and kama. Therefore, everyone with the possessing of the khandha is a fool. In this life, continuing to create ignorance, craving and action is like a stupid again. Sayadaw compared him as poisons. In the past lives, people had drunk these poisons and now have sufferings. It is foolish if drinking it again in this life, and if not, it's wise. Going the way of feeling conditions craving, vedana pakaya tanha is a fool. Going the way of feeling conditions wisdom, vedana pakaya panna is a wise person. Avidya and tanha are the 2 ringleaders of the fools. If you can make them not come to you is a wise person. According to the D.A. process, if section 2 connects with section 3 is a fool, i.e., vedana right-pointing arrow tanha. It is a wise person if stop at section 2, i.e., stop at vedana, see the 12 links of D.A. process. It's unnecessary to teach forgetting a dying body again. Possessing a dying body, but people don't know what to do for not getting it. If you connect with section 3 and section 4, it will come to you is inescapable, i.e., kama right-pointing arrow birth. Knowing the mistake is wrong and still can become a wise person. A fool can't make you suffer. Yourself is a fool making you suffer. This point is important and also connect with believing in cause and effect. If we blame our dukkha on others, can't solve the problems and have to correct ourselves. The Dharma of the world and the Dharma of the Buddha are not the same. These family members you encounter are only temporary. You must take it as temporarily and don't attach to them. Not accepting this and it becomes wrong. This talk was to a family couple who were very close to Sayadaw. Whatever kinds of candor people have, all are the fools. Association with the foolish Dharma in oneself is called a fool, i.e., associate with lobha, dosa, moha, etc. The fool and the wise are nothing to do with association with people. Instead, associate with unwholesome dharmas and becomes a fool. Taking the matter as association with the dharmas and become a fool and wise. The meanings in the Mangala Sutta, Discourse on the Blessings, didn't mean with the person or being but with the dharmas. Don't take it as association with the concepts but with the ultimate realities. In the heart fills with unwholesome dharma is a fool, and with wholesome dharma is a wise person. If you ask for a standard as taking the personality or the dharma, then take the dharmas. In this way, you are free from wrong views. How many times a fool or a wise can be known by checking oneself each day? Associating with wrong dharmas becomes a fool. For example, someone has a very bad habit. If you know it as foolish, then make it wise. If you don't know your foolishness is foolish and becoming worse. By the contact of sense objects and sense doors, unwholesome dharmas arise and you have to correct it. And if you know yourself as foolish, becomes vipassana. The foolish mind is anicca and the knowing mind is magga. It becomes the contemplation of the mind, cittanupassana. If a wise mind arises, also contemplate its impermanence. It becomes right view and its panna. This becomes association with the wise. If you don't know impermanence, it becomes ignorance. This is association with the fool. Vipassana doesn't mean going to a meditation center for practice. Have to contemplate your candor. You have to practice to know yourself. Practicing insight is association with the wise and without it with the fool. Puja ca puyanyanam, with the practice is worshipping to the Dharma. This is Mangala Uttamam, the great blessing. After the enlightenment, the Buddha himself took the Dharma as a refuge, because there was no one greater than him. With the practice of Magabrahma Kariya, path of the holy life, the wise ends dukkha. Without its practice, the fool returns to dukkha. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 14th of March 1962. The power of the Dharma. It's like a man builds up a fire. We have to practice until defilements are dried up. By listening the Dharma talk once and not understand, continue to listen it again and again. Listening Dharma talk is worldly merit. After listening and contemplation is transcendental merit. After becoming a Sotapanna and don't satisfy with it. What should one has continued to do for becoming a once returner, i.e., Sakadagaman? Continue to practice with these 11 points, contemplate the 5 khandhas, as impermanence, suffering, disease, a tumor, a dart, misery, affliction, alien, disintegrating, empty and not self. There is no other strange dharma for it. A Sotapanna only abandons wrong views, doubt and wrong practices. He still has defilements for the blissful existences. This means still has birth, aging and death. For an example, first time shaving the head hairs of a baby, the coarse hairs are gone, but still has the refined hairs are intact. So, you have to sharpen this knife, the knife of the 8 path factors, again and continue to shave the refined hairs. Then, Ananda was already a Sotapanna when he entered among the Arahants, but then, Mahakasapa ridiculed him as a smelly ram. You all think yourselves as not smelly, but for the Arians you are smelly. Sayadaw continued to explain the eradication of successive kalesas. The kalesas of the higher existence have to be eradicated with its own knowledges. Therefore, it's clear that continue to develop their own knowledges. after becoming an arahant and not just sleeping and doing nothing. Continue to do the same practice. Arahants still continue to have the dukkha sakka of the khanda of this life. Therefore, the khandas are still arising and passing away, with pains and aches. Still has the bodily dukkha, but not the mental dukkha. The physical body pains, but no mental pains. So, he is thinking as I must incline towards the freedom of dukkha. And he makes his mind inclines towards the freedom of dukkha, which is no connection with the khandas. By doing the same practice only can enter the fruition state. No connection with the khandas is freedom from the burdened khandas. For this point Sayadaw explained the famous saying of the Ven. Sariputta on the burdened khandas. Here is to start again from impermanence, but no path knowledge arises. Each path knowledge arises only with each realization. And then it turns towards Nibbanich element. Without the arising of path and fruition knowledges, as in the moments of realization, and it is seeing Nibbana. After seeing impermanence comes fruition knowledge. This is not the fruition knowledge arises after the path knowledge. After that it is inclining towards Nibbanich element. With these fruition knowledges and the mind is staying with Nibbana for a long time. If looking at the body it's clear and light with healthy form, rupa. Therefore, arahant to arahant asking to each other after they emerged from the fruition state, by seeing their bright clear complexion. These forms are free from kalesas and no connection with them. Even the Buddha asked his monks in this way. Just think about it. The heart without the form of lobha, dosa and moha and instead with the form of fruition mind. These are the supramundane form. The cause is pure and the result is pure. We can saw this in the attainment of cessation, Nirodha Samapatti. By giving dana to an arahant after came out from this attainment gave the result instantly. These attainments we're using for the staying away from the burdened khanda and helping other. For example, Ven. Mahakasapa was helping the poor. Told the story of Sakka, king of the Tavatimsa heaven deceived him as a poor old man for the benefit. Connection with defilements is the form and mind of painful existences. When someone becomes very angry the form are very coarse. In a documentary film of a crown prince with his facial appearance before the assassination of his royal family was quite shocking. Even before death people faces have their predictions. In a documentary film in China, a middle-aged wealthy and good-looking woman died with cancer in the hospital looked like a ghost. Only leading by wholesome dharmas and life becomes bright. In the worldly matters also have to search wealth, happiness and prosperity with wholesome dharmas, and not with greed. One of the attributes of the Arya Sangha is like a fertile soil for good merits. Even Aryas are different from the Sotapanna to Arahant. Their qualities for making merits are like the different qualities of soil for the crops. Like the different qualities of the crops grow from a bad soil and good soil. At any place giving people troubles are coming from kalesa. This is making you in stress and strain. Whoever welcomes it has disadvantages. It rejects everything which is good. It hinders the path and fruition knowledges and reduces your advantage. Staying away farther and farther from kalesa is more and more beneficial. But you all don't know in this way. By sila we get the human khandas. Wholesome dharmas are feeding and looking after us. But we think it has Tanna done it for us. Every of us are not clear between the main and the secondary causes. You may reach the goal by knowing the main cause only. Everything of goodness comes from the base of practice, i.e., need to always develop the practice of wholesome and Arya Dharma in our daily life. Note: this talk on the power of Dharma is very good for reflection. It is food for thought and the heart. Sayadawji's had penetrative wisdom which was very rare in Dharma teachers. Here I gave an example of the angry person, a crown prince, and his very coarse facial form, rupa, in the documentary film. He could not fulfill his kamatana for a woman and killed his royal family members. His face became red with anger and hatred like a fearful spirit, Yakha. Even before death, people have their predictions on their faces. Here I gave the example of a middle-aged woman, Miss Chen, whose facial expression was frightened with fear at the moment of death. Her eyes were opened with a twisted lip, and it seemed her eyes were looking at somewhere. Her whole complexion was an ashen gray color. At the time of death, she was only 41 and a beautiful woman with a husband and no children. They were rich and leaving behind a very big house. Her husband also did not dare to stay there, because he knew that her wife became a ghost after death. This is also Kamatana clinging to wealth and property. The crown prince's situation was worse than her, because his action was matricide and patricide. The result of it was after death fell to the great hell, Maharavichi, as a hell being. Without the education or knowledge of Buddha Dharma, human beings will do many foolish and useless things, and the result will be very painful. Even Buddha Dharma cannot be called as religion because it never teaches about the creator or outside power. It is on human or mind-centered teachings. Without the Buddha, we never understand on humans and the mind. Although the earth is not the center of our solar system, as living beings, 31 realms of existence, the human plane is the center of them. From earth, humans create all kinds of action, mental, verbal or bodily, and taking rebirths everywhere. Therefore, humans should not misuse their rare births as humans. If not, as the Buddha warned us, our permanent and frequent homes were hells, animal realm and ghost realm.